Now, a tattoo needle traces an image of a phoenix onto flesh. The rubber-gloved artist fills in the bird's blue plumage and yellow beak. Flames emanate from its unfinished wings. Elsewhere, tree branches stretch skyward over a rolling meadow. Titles appear. Tom Selleck as Stephen Landis. Twelve-mile road.
Have it, Roxanne. Here, boss.
A man, woman, and teen girl stand at a fence. As the teen rattles a pail, a cow approaches.
Called a mixed breed commercial.
Which means just plain old cow, but she's the oldest, one of the first ones we bought. She's great-grandma.
What's her name?
Well, you don't name him, Roxanne, because see, after a while...
The mustache farmer shifts uneasily.
Hey, all gone. I showed you the barn last time.
This program has been described by the media access group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Described by Justin Soule, Stacey Perlman, and Dutch Priest. Read by Lynn McLean. Now in a big city building, a sign reads, Legal Aid Society.
We need to see Miss Landis.
A woman barges in with two children.
Miss Landis! Miss Landis!
Now a desktop nameplate reads, Angela Landis.
Miss Landis!
Dawn bursts into the office and lifts her sunglasses. Her face is bruised.
Oh, God. All right, Elena, get some ice and call the doctor.
As the receptionist walks off, Angela guides Dawn and her kids to a couch.
Wayne do this?
He come in through the window.
Did you call the police?
Dawn's chin trembles.
Dawn. Oh, sweetie, come on, isn't this what you want?
I love him.
At the tattoo parlor, a teen holds a cell phone to her ear as the artist colors the phoenix on her lower back. Back in Angela's office.
Hello?
It's the police.
Your daughter's been raped and murdered. Again.
The curfew is 4 o'clock. You're an hour late. Again.
Yeah. Makes you wonder.
Okay, Delcy, you do your homework. There's cookies in the cupboard. And I'm gonna be late. I'm sorry, honey.
Piercings.
Tattoos and body art.
Angela's eyes shift. Now in a barn.
You should have seen it when we moved in. There was junk everywhere. Rats as big as footballs. And the whole building was tilted.
It still is.
It is?
He falls off a ladder and lands in a pile of hay. As Roxanne and her mother rush over, he springs to his feet.
Ta-da!
That's not funny.
You want to change your mind about moving in? Because this is what I do all day.
Can I try it?
Sure.
No. No. Sweetie, why don't you go finish unpacking?
Yeah, right.
As Roxanne leaves, her mother grabs the farmer by his shirt collar.
You scared me.
Well, you should be scared. It's a big step.
I like it here. I like you. I liked you the first time I saw you at the museum. Staring at the nudes.
Studying the brush strokes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about anything. It's gonna be good for us here. I know it.
He removes his cap and holds it over his chest.
Welcome to Idaho.
He glances toward the barn door. He kisses his girlfriend. At the tattoo parlor, Dulcie lies on her stomach as the artist continues his work.
Dulcie?
Oh, come on.
Angela arrives.
Dulcie, what? Oh, my God.
Somebody pinch me, because this is a freaking nightmare.
All right, that's it. Get off.
No, wait, you're here. Why don't you get one, too?
Dulcie, get down.
Wait, what do you have
get
for,
off the
like,
table.
A middle-aged woman who hasn't had a man in 10 years?
Dulcie!
No, wait, I've got it. How about a big fat bitch you can put on her big fat ass?
Angela slaps her. Now at his house, the farmer helps Roxanne and her mother unpack.
Poor turtle!
Cut him off. Yes, that's our family pet. That's right. What you did.
Hello.
Stephen, it's Angela.
He moves into the next room.
I can't believe you brought this.
Well, how are you?
Oh, she's really done it this time.
I'm fine, thanks for asking.
Stephen, this is not just my problem, all right? This is our problem.
All right, Angela, what'd she do?
Oh, you'll see when we get out there.
Get?
Well,
was over in a week and I thought that,
I thought maybe we'd, well, maybe I would drive her out and leave her with you for the summer.
You're coming?
Well, I thought, I don't know, if I drove her that we could talk and we could...
You know, the thing is...
Her eyes welling with tears, Angela rubs her brow.
What? I can't hear you.
Do you not want her to come, Stephen?
Of course I do. I love her, Angela.
Good. Oh, done. Okay.
She takes a seat.
So,
she puts on reading glasses.
We'll be out then on the 23rd, sometime after dinner.
So between, say, 7 and 7:03.
Though I can only stay till the weekend, I have to go back.
Yeah, but it's just... I have someone.
What?
Someone's moving in. With me, a woman.
Well, we've, been divorced for 10 years, Stephen, so if...
No, I just thought you should know.
Thanks.
So there wouldn't be any...
Yeah, thank you.
And she has a daughter, too. A couple months younger than Dulcie.
Oh, well, as luck would have it, huh?
As luck would have it. Anyway...
Stephen trades glances with his girlfriend.
I don't know how Dulcie feels about a summer on the farm, but I think it's great.
Well, she hates it, Stephen. She hates everything. Be warned.
Angela hangs up. Back at the farmhouse, Stephen's girlfriend enters the master bedroom wearing a silk flower-patterned robe. As she closes the door, Stephen looks up from a dresser. He stuffs his hands into the pockets of his gray sweat shorts.
Right side or left?
She fiddles with her robe's belt.
Don't let this Angela thing bother you. Of all the times for her to call...
Did you tell her about us?
Sure. But it's none of her business anyway. We're divorced.
I know you told me.
Yeah, so?
But you didn't tell me why.
How about when it's not our first night and I put on my best sweatpants?
He smiles. Her expression remains serious.
Why? We used to look at these real estate catalogs, you know? Country places. No special reason, but I don't know. This place seemed... See... It was just supposed to be for a few years. That was the deal. And then we'd go back to the city and she'd get her law degree. And I don't know. Something happened to me.
He shrugs.
I couldn't leave. I felt I owed the cows. Oh, hey, that's silly. Then it all just kind of...
His girlfriend stares off pensively.
You had to ask.
No, it's fine. I wanted to know.
She gets up and removes her robe. Underneath, she wears a matching silk nightgown. Stephen eyes her.
Wow.
He rises.
I'll bet that's the only nightgown in the entire county that isn't flannel.
He flashes a smile. She cocks her head toward the bed.
The left side.
Stephen purses his lips. Now, a silver SUV heads down a country highway. Inside, Dulcie sits beside her mother.
Well, it's a very long day to the farm. What do you want to talk about?
Frowning, Dulcie stares out her window.
How about the way you're ruining my life by making me spend the summer in cow dung, Idaho? You know what the license plates say? Famous potatoes. Famous freaking potatoes, Mom.
You'll survive.
I'll miss everything. I'll come back and no one will remember me.
We can only hope.
Their SUV heads down the road. Now thin trees and grazing cows whiz past our view. At a rustic diner, Angela and her daughter enter through a screen door. Dulcie holds her arms crossed as her mother looks around.
There was an Arby's right by the exit.
Later, Angela sits at a table with a cell phone.
But just make sure you file the papers with Judge Nussbaum, okay? Nobody else. Now, the Don McAllister thing. I don't know, just do whatever follow-up.
As she lifts her gaze, she lowers the phone from her ear. Dulcie approaches. Her brown and blonde streaked hair is cropped unevenly above her shoulders.
What did you do to your hair?
Dulcie flings a pocket knife onto the table, then sits across from her mother. She wears dog tags and dark eyeliner.
It was dirty. You wash dirty hair.
You wouldn't let me take a shower this morning. This is what you get.
You wouldn't wake up. I called you 10 times.
It's my hair!
She storms out. Angela closes her eyes and lets out a deep breath. Dusk. The SUV's headlights shine brightly as it heads down an unpaved street. It passes a sign reading 12 Mile Road. Now, the full moon glows pink over a farm.
Almost there.
In the SUV, Dulcie pulls a pair of headphones off her ears.
Look, they still have that sign.
Oh, yeah. The coffees.
The side of a barn reads, Born Again.
We'd have totally different lives if we'd stayed here. We'd be totally different people.
Looking into the rearview mirror, Angela touches up her lipstick. Dulcie glares at her.
No, it makes me nervous coming back.
You know what I wish? Sometimes I wish...
Here we are.
Dulcie tightens her lips. Now the SUV pulls onto a grassy driveway and stops. Steven, his girlfriend, and Roxanne exit the farmhouse. Angela climbs out of the SUV and locks eyes with her ex-husband. As Steven smiles, Dulcie races over to him.
Daddy!
They hug.
Ah! Oh. So big.
He takes a look at her.
So big.
Angela steps up.
Oh. Yeah. Roxanne.
Angela, hi.
Hi.
I'm afraid the couch is all we have left.
No, that's fine.
Oh, and Dulcie, your room is just... You know that. Sorry.
Dulcie gives a half-hearted smile, then heads inside. Roxanne follows her.
So anyway, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fixing up a barbecue tomorrow while the men folks are out, you know, cutting the wheat.
Hey.
The hay.
Well.
That's right. Hay for the cow. Okay, good night.
As Leah heads inside, Stephen faces his ex-wife.
You sure this whole thing's gonna be?
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Well. Angela awkwardly turns her head as Stephen kisses her cheek.
Welcome home.
She watches him head up the front steps. Daytime. Over 100 bales of hay dot a field. As a white-haired man pulls a flatbed trailer with a tractor, Steven and a shirtless teenager load it with the bales. The young man motions to the driver, then sits beside Steven on the trailer. Nearby, Roxanne watches them from the other side of a white metal gate. As Dulcie joins her, the two girls trade glances. In the field, the shirtless teen pours water from a jug over his head, then hands it to Steven. As he shakes out his damp brown hair, his gaze meets Roxanne's.
Jeez. Have an orgasm.
Roxanne grins. Now the driver, Steven, and the teenage farmhand walk down a path. A red car passes. Nearby, Leah and Angela set out food on a picnic table. Angela sees the red car pull up.
Hi, Henrietta. Angela. Oh, it's been a long time.
My God, it's good to see you.
You look good.
Yeah, so do you.
A little fan.
Oh. The three men arrive.
Asa.
Angela kisses the white-haired man's cheek.
Oh, nice to see you. Oh, this isn't Will, is it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's the boy.
Oh, hi, Will.
Will the weed. Come on, can I?
Yeah, a church group.
Well, it's all ready, everybody. Come
all right.
Dig in. Angela helped.
Well,
where's little Miss Dulcie? I haven't seen her in...
Dulcie!
Does this bring back memories?
Oh, does it?
We had the two families, the Roberts.
And the Woolworths. We'd barbecue out the whole bunch of us after day's work.
When all the kids were at the home.
Now it's only Will left. But he's decided on farming, he says. Did you know that?
Oh, you must be happy.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him. But only he knows who'll be left on this road by the time Will takes over.
Angela sits with Stephen in a big wicker chair.
Did you see when you were coming on in? Folks are moving up from the city, buying a couple of acres. No intention of farming.
Leah stands watching them.
You can't neighbor with them.
Nope.
Stephen and Angela exchange a smile. As Leah moves to a chair nearby, Asa closes his eyes and lowers his head.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this bounty, and especially for bringing old friends back to us on this beautiful day. Amen.
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 Delcy arrives.
What about ants?
No ants in Idaho, Dolly. You know that.
Come on, say hello. You remember Mr. and Mrs. Coffee.
Delcy flashes an insincere smile.
Delcy, let me get you something. Ah! Weenies.
She picks up a plate, then tosses it back down.
So what am I going to do here all summer?
Oh, well, Will's church social group has the kids your age.
There's a water slide over in Meridian that is...
Chores.
Pass. I won't do anything with cows.
Why not?
Their heads are way too big. I mean, come on.
She does mock sign language to Roxanne.
Are you capable of speech? Stop it.
Leah glowers at Dulcie.
Well, you forget how beautiful it is here.
Then why don't you spend the summer?
It's your home, Dulcie.
This is not my home.
It's the first house she ever lived in. The only house until...
Until she left you?
Stop. How is everybody doing? Can I get you anything?
No, it's all wonderful.
Then why do you still have that...
She points at a swing set.
...thing? I mean, it's not like anybody's ever going to use it again.
Not supposed to use it. It's a sculpture.
You got it for me out of the Sears catalog. I remember. You used to push me.
Yeah, when you were little. And human.
He smirks at his daughter as she sits on a swing. Nighttime. In the house, Angela stands on an open kitchen cabinet holding two boxes of tea. She sniffs one. Stephen enters.
What?
This is the same tea I bought 15 years ago, isn't it?
I guess.
You've never used any of it? You never bought any new ones?
I guess not.
Angela dumps the tea in the trash.
It's pathetic, Stephen.
I take it you can't sleep.
She closes the cabinet, then folds her arms.
I'm leaving in the morning.
You don't have to.
Well, I think that Leah may disagree with that, but...
But you haven't even walked around the place. Don't you want to see all the changes?
Now?
Okay.
Later outside, they walk along a fence.
I have a plan to improve the herd. I'm going to bring in a big Simmental bull that the Leesons have.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll breed them all up to purebred, take them around to state fairs, and make a fortune.
Are you, I mean, you know, is it... You think it's going to be hard financially
what?
To no. have Dulcie here? Because I can send money.
I don't need it.
Well, I know, but you can always
I
use a little bit...
I don't need your money, Angela.
Got it.
Good.
Gee, feels just like old times, doesn't it?
There were some good old times here, too. You're a million miles away, so it's easy to forget, but I'm still here. I see places and things every day, and I remember. We had some good years here.
I know that. What do you think, Steve, that I would... Wait, you think I forget that? I remember all the years, every one, and they were the best. They were. The best years were here.
Yeah.
He turns back.
Wait.
He stops. Angela faces him.
Dulcie.
She screwed up. She hates you. She's slunking out of school, wouldn't I miss?
It's just that I'm giving her to you. And running away. And it's not fair. Because she's gonna ruin your relationship with, you know, what's her name, but I'm doing it anyway because I don't wanna see her anymore. I don't wanna see my own daughter. How do you like that?
Stephen shifts his jaw.
So I'm,
As Angela's eyes well with tears, she closes them. Turning away, she buries her face in her hand. Stephen steps closer.
I'm glad she came. I think maybe just being here will help.
Do you think so?
Maybe.
Yeah, don't count on it.
She walks off. Daytime. Angela shakes Leah's hand.
Oh, bye, Leah. Hi. Thanks so much. Nice to meet you,
nice
Roxanne.
To meet you.
Have a nice summer.
You too.
Okay.
Okay.
Stephen loads up her SUV.
All right.
The two exes smile at each other, then hug. Dulcie watches them embrace. Angela steps over to her daughter, who leans against the side of the SUV.
Bye, sweetheart.
Dulcie straightens, letting her mother hug her.
Please try and be good, huh? I hate you.
Dulcie smiles. Angela's brow creases. She lets go, looks her daughter in the eyes, then moves on. Angela drives off. Now, cows roam across a hilly pasture on Stephen's farm. In the barn, Dulcie sits on a cabinet beside the entrance, holding one knee to her chest. She wipes her eyes. Outside, a cow with brown rings around its eyes approaches the open barn door. A chain blocks its path. As Dulcie sees it, she bolts to her feet.
Holy crap!
As the cow stares up at her, Dulcie shifts uneasily.
You want something?
The cow sniffs a bucket.
I'll give you something.
She finds a plastic yellow jug and unscrews the top.
You hungry? Is that it? Huh? Is that it? Are you hungry? Easy.
The cow pokes its wet nose at her.
Here.
She drizzles green liquid into its mouth.
That's it. That's it. Drink. Drink, you ugly jug-headed freak.
The cow laughs at the thick fluid. Dulcie slams the jug down on the cabinet, then storms off. A label on its side reads, Weathermaster Antifreeze. Now an old blue pickup truck pulls up to the house. A rusted metal frame secures the cow with the ringed eyes in the truck bed. Dulcie watches from a window, frowning. As the truck parks, Leah looks up from a flower bed and waves.
Where are you taking her?
To the butcher. I don't like the looks of her. Could be hardware, but she hasn't bred in a while. You can't keep an open cow. Costs too much in feed. You hate to lose them, especially her. But I get $600 from the butcher if she's alive and zero from the rendering works if she just happens to keel over one day, so.
What's the rendering works?
It's where they turn them into soap. It's a business, baby.
Dulcie lowers her gaze.
Hey, you want to come with me? We could all go. We'll have lunch after.
Dulcie looks at the cow. Later, in a sedan, she sits in the back seat and stares sullenly out the window.
Boring.
Roxanne sits beside her.
Hey, why doesn't he have cable?
The old pickup drives ahead of them.
No cable, no mall, or a McDonald's, or a Burger King, or
Taco Bell.
Roxanne smiles at Dulcie.
Wendy's.
Domino's. Girls, would you please stop complaining? All you've done since we've got here is sit on your rear ends and complain.
Roxanne makes faces.
Are you mocking me? You do not mock your mother. Now listen.
Leah notices the pickup parked on the side of the road and pulls over. She hops out of the green Intrepid and approaches Stephen.
Hold on. Stay here.
Rope broke. Stay back. It's dangerous here. I gotta get her tied off.
Dulcie gets out of the sedan and races around to the driver's side door. As Roxanne watches, Dulcie gets behind the wheel, puts the car into drive, and heads slowly down the road. Stephen drops the tie.
Damn.
Leah takes hold as he charges after the sedan.
Dulcie! Dulcie!
Stephen grabs a short, thick branch from the side of the road and throws it at the car. As it hits the rear window, Roxanne looks back. Dulcie gets out, crosses in front of an oncoming red car, and races into some woods. Will peers out of the red car.
Will! The cow!
Stephen runs into the forest. Ahead of him, Dulcie weaves through tall blades of grass and thin birch trees. As her father chases her, Dulcie races ahead, her arms and legs pumping.
Dulcie!
Stephen keeps close on her tail.
Dulcie! Dulcie, you stop?
Stephen catches up, grabs her arm, and swings her around. Stephen knits his brow.
Are you crazy?
With dark-rimmed eyes, Dulcie stares at her father and trembles. Back on the road, Will knots the tie securely around the metal frame. Beside him, Leah stands with her arms folded. Across the road, Dulcie and Stephen make their way out of the woods. Dulcie scowls at the others. As Leah makes eye contact, Dulcie claws the air and hisses at her.
Bugga bugga!
Got her in real good. She won't get loose.
All right. Apologize to Leah.
Dulcie smiles and shakes her head.
I don't care if you are crazy. You will apologize for what you did.
Leah takes a deep breath and eyes the teenager. Dulcie slowly turns toward her with a cold stare.
Screw you, Leah.
Stephen lunges at his daughter and grabs her arm. His angry gaze softens as he bows his head. Dulcie looks her father over. He eyes her again, then turns to Will.
Will, I have to ask you one more favor. Would you take her home?
Yeah.
I still gotta get the cow.
Good.
Stephen leans against the pickup.
You know, I'll go with you.
You don't have to.
Mom, I'm just gonna go home, okay?
Roxanne walks toward Will's sedan. Leah watches her daughter slide into the front seat with Will. Dulcie sits, teary-eyed, in the back.
Hey, but we won't get to see him kill the cow.
As the car pulls away, Dulcie grits her teeth and glares at Leah. Later at the house, Will and Roxanne sit on the living room couch. As Leah and Stephen enter with some fast food, Will turns off the stereo.
Where's Dulcie?
In her room.
With his hands in his pockets, Will steps forward.
Mrs. O'Dell, Stephen, if it's okay with you, I'm gonna take the girls to the movies tonight.
Huh. Well, what time would you have them back?
Anytime you say.
Roxanne looks to her mother.
Stephen, do you...
I have to go talk to Dulcie.
Damn.
Hello.
Stephen.
Angela.
Oh, man.
What's the matter?
You better talk to Dulcie.
Why?
Dulcie! Phone!
In her bedroom, Dulcie picks up the phone.
Hello.
Dulcie, what's the matter?
I hate it here.
Nothing new, you mean?
I want to come home.
Honey, only two more months, and...
There's a flight tonight. I can be home by 7 if I leave now. I'll hitch to the airport, all right?
Dulcie, honey, wait a minute. It's just new, that's all.
No,
you don't...
Let me come home, Mommy. You...
Sweetheart,
listen. You won't even know I'm there, all right? I won't make any trouble.
No, listen, your dad loves
you.
I'll be better.
Just let me
come
home.
No, he loves you. And so
if you let me come home, I promise I will be better.
If you're feeling sad, you talk to your father, okay?
I'll be better, Mommy, please. Please, just let me come home, Mommy.
Angela's eyes glisten.
Please. Please.
I'm sorry, baby. You can't come home.
As her daughter hangs up, Angela frowns and slowly removes the receiver from her ear. Later, outside, the swing sways back and forth on its own. Inside, Roxanne approaches a closed door.
Drop dead.
Roxanne bows her head.
Will said he's coming over?
Is that a question? Are you asking me?
And, if you want, I could cut your hair. I'm pretty good.
In a room, Dulcie lies on her bed and shifts her gaze to the ceiling. Later outside, Dulcie sits on a lawnmower with her eyes closed. Will watches Roxanne cut Dulcie's hair with a pair of scissors. She trims it evenly an inch below Dulcie's chin. Roxanne snips another strand, then hands Dulcie a mirror.
Hey, I don't look like an insane bag lady anymore. How'd you do that?
The girls exchange a small smile.
Oh, God.
Dulcie messes her hair and wipes her arms and legs.
All right, that took a whole half hour out of my hideous, wasted life. Now what?
The movies change tomorrow.
I don't want to watch anything. I want to do something. I want to drive something. I want to steal something.
As Dulcie grins at Roxanne, Will rises.
I have a church group. You guys could come with me. It's not that bad. There's usually good food.
It could be fun. Forget it. I'd rather have my nipples pierced.
Roxanne and Will gaze at each other, inside with Leah and Stephen.
They come in from the fields, you know. Mm-hmm. They just kind of run around.
Mm-hmm. Spread disease.
Nothing fatal.
I am not afraid.
But I'm sorry. I mean, the kids are gone. The wine is chilled. The Monopoly game's set up. That's going to be a hell of a night.
He kisses her neck.
It doesn't matter. I told you I like it here.
Still? Mm-hmm. Even with the daughter from the Black Lagoon?
Yes. With everything. I'm happy, Stephen.
Leah moves her lips close to his.
I'm happy with you.
Good. That's good.
He kisses her passionately on the lips and wraps his arm behind her neck. As he runs his fingers through her hair, they separate.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Holding a dustpan, Stephen opens a closet door. A mouse crawls between several boxes and a pair of loafers. The fuzzy creature climbs into one of the shoes.
Hey, big boy.
Now at a church group, a boy and a blonde, curly-haired teenager face other teens.
Spacing out the seats. Now, you can drive up to 15 miles an hour, and it will still space out the seats perfectly. The way we used to have to do it was get down off the tractor.
In the back of the room, Dulcie tilts her head way back.
Now, science has made life easier for me and him. Now it's time for some refreshments.
As the group scatters, Dulcie rises and looks at Will.
Thanks. That was a real treat. I thought it was interesting. Sort of.
Is there any chance they play some music?
Roxanne could dance.
Our church doesn't really encourage dancing.
Why?
They say it's a prelude to intercourse. I'm not saying I agree.
What a rebel.
The curly-haired boy approaches.
He's saying stuff about me?
He says you're gay.
What?
He glares at Will.
Me?
Get me out of here or I'm going to freak out.
I got a truck.
Who don't?
He rolls his eyes, then points.
It's this way.
Now at a lake.
So they drained this thing a few years ago, and they found the whole bottom just covered with cars.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody even knew they were down there.
Were there any bodies?
Dulcie heads toward the water.
Hey, wait, it's not much of a swimming hole, you know. I got gear in the truck, though, if you want to go fishing.
Is he kidding?
She removes her mesh tank top. The blonde teenager notices her half-finished tattoo and stares.
It's a phoenix, Beefheart.
As she smirks, he bows his head sheepishly.
Rises from the dead. Just like me.
Dulcie rolls her eyes, then turns around and dives into the lake.
Hey, don't go too far out!
She disappears under the surface.
It's deep!
She pops up with a wide grin.
Then come and save me!
I can't. I've got my dress pants on.
Candy boy! Candy boy!
Mumbling to himself, the teenager unbuttons his shirt.
Candy boy!
Ripping the shirt off his chest, he races into the water with his dress pants on. As Roxanne heads toward them, Will holds her back. He cups her face and tenderly kisses her. With a smile, Will pulls off his t-shirt and the couple enter the water. Dulcie takes a deep breath, holds her nose, and sinks below the surface. She pops back up.
I touched one!
Oh, you did not! 60 feet down!
I did too! I touched one, Candy Boy! A 1975 Mustang! Incredible!
Oh, the floor!
You know what? It's a good place. It's the first good place I've been to in all frickin' Idaho!
Now on the farm, Dulcie drives a tractor.
Watch out. Slowly. Touch it!
Stephen sits behind her.
Don't worry, it's okay. Ready?
Ah! I've always been ready.
Okay. Watch out, slowly.
Dulcie lifts her foot off a pedal and the tractor rolls forward. As she switches gears, the machine picks up speed and heads down a dirt road. Vast green fields surround them on either side. Dulcie yanks a lever and the front wheels of the tractor jump up. With a wide grin, she charges forward.
Okay, Second gear's pretty good for the first lesson.
A blue pickup drives toward them.
Dork attack!
The blonde teenager smiles and waves from the truck. Dulcie steers the tractor in his direction.
What are you... Oh, yeah. Okay, come on. Stop before we get to that truck. You heard that, didn't you, Dulcie?
What?
As she charges forward, her competitor's eyes widen.
Right! Oh, hold on.
Smiling, Dulcie steers straight for the truck. As the vehicles move closer, the truck brakes and Dulcie swerves to the right.
Hilarious. Very fun.
She stops the tractor and hops down. Steven watches her walk to the pickup and get in.
Whoa, does he need a new tractor or what?
The young man nods and pulls the truck away from her father. As they drive off together, Steven smiles and waves. He slides into the tractor seat and nods. Later, he staggers into the house, throws his ball cap on the dining room table, and limps toward the living room. He gets on the floor.
What have you been doing?
Lying on his back, Steven lifts his legs into the air and grabs his bent knees. Leah enters.
What is the matter?
It's just farmer's back.
He flips over.
I slipped going after that brindle calf. The pin-headed one. What'd you say? Any Arabian? Great, just give it to me here on the floor.
Leah kneels beside Steven.
You work too hard.
She rubs his back.
You know what? I want you to relax tonight. I'll take care of everything. I will feed you. I will tuck you into bed.
Oh. Will you?
Oh, I will.
As she nuzzles him, Will walks in.
Hi.
Hi.
Bye.
Roxanne waves to her mother and drags Will out.
Dulcie, the boys are here.
She's not here. She went out with Tony a couple hours ago. We are alone.
You mean they're not all going out together?
I don't know. Dulcie tells me anything. Does Roxy tell you anything?
She always did before we came here.
As Stephen keeps his head down, Leah frowns and lifts herself into an armchair.
Steven, I know Dulcie has problems, and I feel sorry for her. You know that, but...
But this is about Will.
But I don't want her problems to become Roxy's problems.
She's going through a rough time. Give her a break.
That's what you do. You want to know what else you do?
I have a choice.
You laugh at her jokes. That's it. That's the extent of your parenting.
Well, I think she's funny.
She's naming the cows.
Well, that's good. Isn't that good?
And so far, she's got knocked up, humper, and fart.
Steven laughs.
Roxanne listens.
Yeah, and pretty soon she'll be smoking crack just to be like Dulcie.
Leah's eyes lower as she shakes her head.
I hate that, Steven.
But it's okay to slam my daughter.
Dulcie needs a firm hand.
Come on, don't give me curfews and grounding. Angela did that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not Angela.
Leah gets up and leaves. As Steven sighs, a fly crawls across his dirty shirt. Now, puffy clouds hang over a glowing pink and orange horizon. On the farm, dozens of cows graze on the tall grass. Elsewhere, Steven drives his tractor along a fence. Now at the lake, Tony and Dulcie join Will and Roxanne. Tony carries a pile of sticks.
What's the matter, man? You're supposed to help with the wood, too, you know. This is gonna be a pitiful fire.
Dulcie kneels beside Roxanne.
Rox?
Roxanne wipes her tear-stained cheeks.
I have to tell you something. Something secret.
Dulcie leans in close.
I think I'm...
Pregnant.
What did you say?
We bought a...
She shows her a pregnancy test.
A test, thing. Can you help me?
Yeah, sure. Just pee on it, that's all. And if it turns blue, then...
They look at each other.
Okay, what is going on?
Take a hike.
No. We're not ashamed.
It speaks.
You tell him.
She thinks she's knocked up.
With child?
No, with calf.
Come with me.
Tears glide down Roxanne's cheeks. As the girls leave with the test, Will watches them go. Tony sits down beside his friend and pats him on the back.
She's gonna have a baby?
Will stares in the girl's direction.
I hope so.
You hope so.
Roxanne and Dulcie return. Holding the test stick, Roxanne takes a seat next to Will and stares at the tip. As she holds it out, both Will and Dulcie focus on it.
Lou.
Will closes his eyes, gets up, and faces the lake. Dulcie rubs Roxanne's shoulder. The pregnant teenager slowly steps toward Will. He raises his hands into the air, pressing his palms together.
This is the best news I have ever heard in my entire life. Oh, I love you.
With tears in his eyes, Will takes Roxanne in his arms.
I want you to have a child. I want you to be my wife.
They kiss and wrap their arms around each other. Dulcie shakes her head.
You're crazier than me.
Later on the porch, wearing dress clothes, Will and Roxanne face Stephen and Leah. Dulcie sits on the railing beside Roxanne.
First of all, I want to tell you that I've been born again.
Leah slowly nods.
Well, you're half Jewish, Roxanne.
Roxanne rubs Will's hand.
It's all in faith in God. And second...
She takes several quick breaths and licks her lips.
I'm gonna have Will's baby. We're gonna get married.
Leah's eyes gloss with tears as she covers her mouth.
They're in love. Ever heard of it?
As Dulcie smirks, Stephen looks at her with sad eyes.
Go home, Will.
I want him to stay.
Go home.
As Leah stares at him, Will bows his head. Leah covers her face. As Will and Roxanne tightly squeeze each other's hands, he kisses her on the forehead. He leaves.
We don't even have a doctor. We don't even have a doctor here. Not that I would let a doctor here touch her. Okay, so we're gonna have to go back to Seattle. We're gonna have to call Shepherd because nobody but Shepherd is gonna give my baby an abortion.
I'm not getting an abortion.
Yes, you are. And you are not getting married. And you are not born again.
What do you think? She was, like, brainwashed by a cult? She actually wants to get married and have a baby and stay here in Cowville, which I wouldn't do if you took my liver out.
Shut up!
Leah glares at Dulcie.
For once, this is not about you. This is my baby's life. And you have nothing to do with it.
As Stephen touches Leah, she pushes him away.
Don't!
She steps away from him.
I want to be alone with my daughter.
Stephen knits his brow, eyes Dulcie, and gets up.
Now.
In the barn.
I should be there. I told Rox I'd be there.
Dulcie paces.
What do you think Leah's doing to her?
She is reminding her, I would guess, that she was only 17 when Roxanne was born.
Really?
And that she didn't finish high school or go to college. And maybe that's why she wants a better life for her daughter. Help me with the nails.
I hate nails. Anyway, what she wants isn't the point. Her parents didn't want her to get knocked up, but she did. You should just let a person do what they want to do.
Not if they're 16, you shouldn't.
Well, people used to get married when they were like 10.
Yeah, and they used to die when they were like 18.
Well, how old were you guys when you got married?
A lot older.
See? Your marriage was still a flop.
It wasn't a flop.
He lifts the antifreeze bottle.
We had some good years together. We had you.
Your bad luck.
Stephen takes a seat and sighs.
They were the best years of my life.
Well, then you should just leave Will and Rox alone. Maybe they'll get a divorce, but they can still have some good years, too. And they'll still have the baby. Is Leah sorry she had Rox?
I'm sure she isn't.
And are you sorry you had me?
Every day.
His stern look curls into a wide smile. As Dulcie returns the smile, her father walks over and gives her a big hug. She closes her eyes as he cradles her head against his shoulder.
You're very smart, you know that. Of course, you're wrong, but you're very smart.
Smiling, Dulcie shakes her head. Later, Stephen works on a piece of farming equipment. Asa approaches.
Steven, you some help?
I could use some help with the bailer. If you hear about Roxy, you'll have to talk to the man of the family.
Leah, well, I was just... Oh. Yeah, right. Wish I could see the joke in it.
Asa eyes the bailer.
Not her broke.
Keeps kicking out loose bails.
Well, it's always something.
They exchange a smile. Asa removes his ball cap and runs a hand through his hair.
Steven, I hate to come to you about this, and I ain't here to apologize about Will. He knows what he's done is a sin. But we believe that love is so strong it should be celebrated, no matter the circumstance. I know you got different ideas, and I never once tried to turn you to our way. But I'm asking you now, as a friend, to put yourself in my shoes and imagine what you'd feel like if someone came to you and said, we're going to kill your grandchild. Because that's what abortion means to us. I tell you, Stephen, it just wrenches my heart.
Stephen lowers his gaze.
I'm sorry, Asa. I really am. But I can't help you. Leah is Roxy's mother. She's got the power in this one. So Roxy's not going to have the baby. And she's not going to get married. And that's... that's the way it is.
Well, I don't know, Stephen. But I believe that it's God that's got the power in this one.
Stephen gives a slight smile and bows his head. Asa slides on his hat and points to the machine.
When you're ready to hay that field, you let me know. Hmm?
He pats Stephen on the arm and walks away. You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR.
Hello?
Are you sitting down?
Dulcie.
No, what? Believe it or not. Roxanne is pregnant with Will Coffey's baby. They're getting married on Labor Day.
Oh, you're kidding.
God's been busy.
Who?
Hey, Dulcie is the maid of honor and the godmother.
She's the godmother?
Yeah. Well, out this way, it's not so funny.
No, of course, I'm sorry, I wasn't... how's poor Leah?
Not good.
I can't believe she's allowing Roxanne to do this.
Well, I think it came down to letting it happen or losing your daughter.
Yeah. So, are you two okay?
No.
This isn't Dulcie's fault, is it?
No. It has nothing to do with Dulcie.
Well, that's good.
Yes, she's fine.
I miss her.
Well, she'll be flying back right after the wedding.
I could come out.
What?
Or, you know, I don't know. I just...
You want to come out for Roxanne's wedding?
Well...
I think that'd be great.
You do?
Yeah.
Because, you know, then I can just drive her back and there's no planes, no tickets.
Sure.
Angela smiles.
You tell Dulcie.
Don't worry about Dulcie.
In Dulcie's bedroom.
It sucks.
It's a very generous offer.
Dad, it's the 21st century. They have airplanes now.
Well, tickets ain't cheap. I'm pretty low, Dulce. I mean, the wedding and...
Me?
Absolutely. You've been nothing but trouble and money.
Pouting, Stephen looks up at her. She smiles.
Bear with her, Dulce. She loves you. She wants you home. I mean, I'm gonna miss you, but...
Right.
Dulcie lies on the bed, staring at the ceiling. Stephen looks to her with a sincere gaze.
I wish you could stay. I like having a daughter again. You do want to go home, don't you?
Dulcie props herself up on her pillow and smiles.
Well...
Stephen cocks his eyebrows.
But I'll miss the manure festival.
Stephen shifts his eyes and smiles. Dulcie chuckles with him. As Stephen leaves, Dulcie slips on a pair of headphones from around her neck. Now, the low sun's brilliant light streaks a pink and purple sky. A lone truck drives along Idaho's rolling farmland. Now, Steven's pickup parks outside a motel. Steven gets out wearing blue jeans and a brown sports jacket over a white shirt and tie. As he approaches a door, Angela exits wearing a spaghetti strap black dress. White trim borders its hem and crosses her chest. She carries a wrapped gift.
You look...
Yeah, so do you. Hope you don't mind me staying here this time. I just... last time was so tough, and I thought Leah was... She's not with you.
No.
At the truck, he opens the passenger door and Angela gets in. Now on the outskirts of a pasture, a fence's wooden rails lie broken. On the other side, a cow stands up to its knees in mud. Nearby on the road, Stephen and Angela spot the cow and stop.
Another perfect day on the farm.
I think she's stuck.
Oh, yeah. She's stuck real good.
Stephen gets out, glances down at his attire, takes a deep breath, and shuts the door. He faces Angela through the window.
I can't leave her.
Stephen removes a pair of work boots and a chainsaw from the pickup bed.
I'm sorry. You know where the church is?
Behind the wheel, Angela hands him his gloves off the dash.
Farmer.
As Stephen returns Angela's smile, she puts the truck in gear. Stephen's face sobers as he watches her drive off. He turns toward the cow. Now, a wooden cross hangs on a white clapboard church. Amid a showering of rice, Will and Roxanne walk arm in arm down the front steps. Behind them, Tony offers Dulcie his arm. Grinning, they follow the newlyweds to a red truck. Will helps Roxanne into the passenger side. From the church doorway, Leah watches them. Her smile tightens as she fights back tears. Dulcie's smile fades and she faces her mother. She wears a lavender bridesmaid dress and subdued makeup.
You look so beautiful.
Dulcie gives her mother a slight smile. Angela pulls her close and kisses her cheek. Now in the muddy ditch, Stephen cuts a log between him and the cow. As he sets the chainsaw down, Angela approaches.
Trouble?
I can't get her out.
He's covered in mud up to his waist.
Easy, girl.
Angela removes her shoes and descends to the mud puddle. Stephen grips a rope tied around the cow's neck. Still wearing her cocktail dress, Angela steps into the mud.
No, Angela, it's dangerous.
Uh-huh.
She approaches the cow's rump.
You're gonna ruin your good clothes.
Okay, easy, girl.
Her name is Sylvia.
You're naming them now?
No, the girls did. Dulcie said once they learn their names, we can teach them tricks. You ready? Come on, push!
As Stephen pulls on the rope, Angela leans against the cow's behind. The cow doesn't move.
Well, push!
Angela pushes harder.
Come on!
The cow inches forward.
Come on, girl!
As it easily walks out onto the grass, Stephen falls onto his back, and Angela falls face first into the mud.
You all right?
Yes.
Coated in mud, Stephen struggles to his feet, then helps Angela out.
Are you okay? Yes. Oh. Ready?
Okay.
Again. Okay.
Stephen faces the cow as it plods toward the field.
Just walk right off like nothing happened, you dumb...
He steadies Angela.
Here.
Okay.
They slosh out of the mud and sit down. Angela looks at her mud-covered body and grins.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an old dress.
Talk about dumb. I missed the wedding for a cow.
Well, I told everyone what you were doing, and Asa said, oh, bless him.
Stephen nods. They avert their gazes from each other and catch their breath.
How was it?
It was beautiful. It was just... Oh, I wish you could have seen Dulcie. She was...
Angela stares off dreamily. Stephen gazes at her.
She took my breath away.
Angela hangs her head and fights back tears.
You did good.
Stephen puts an arm around her shoulder and kisses her on the cheek. They gaze into each other's eyes, then peer out at the mud puddle which still bathes their feet. Now in Stephen's driveway. Will's red truck drives up. Dulcie gets out.
Hey!
Angela exits the house in a bathrobe.
Hey!
Hey, what have you guys been doing?
Fishing for cows?
Yes.
Congratulations, Mrs. Coffey.
Stephen hugs Roxanne.
Oh, Roxanne, it was just beautiful. It really was.
Angela hugs her. As Delcy hugs Will, she speaks close to his ear.
Be good to her, I'll castrate you.
Delcy gives Will a smile, then hugs Roxanne. The bride smiles at her friend.
She could stay. Wouldn't it be great? We can go to school together next year.
Beef Central High.
Just till the little guy comes. I need you here for that. You're my best friend.
Roxanne wraps her arms around Delcy again. Will looks on soberly. As the best friends part, Delcy shifts her gaze to her father.
Daddy.
Yes, sweetie?
Angela watches Delcy go to Stephen.
Damn, I'm gonna miss you.
He kisses his daughter's cheek.
Ready to go, honey? We gotta go, guys.
Angela forces a smile.
Bye. Okay.
See you later?
Yeah, have fun.
Will. Where's Leah?
We don't know.
Stephen peers through the truck's driver's side window.
Some truck.
Yeah. You think Red's okay?
Red's the best.
I don't know. It's not very Christian.
They shake hands.
Thank you for everything, Steve.
Stephen nods and heads back toward Angela and Delcy. Angela waves as the red pickup backs out of the drive. In her lavender gown with the sequin bodice, Delcy eyes the departing couple somberly. As the sun's red glow lingers across the evening sky, a pair of headlights appears on 12 Mile Road. In the house, Leah daintily slices a medallion from a single carrot, then pierces it with a fork. As she chews deliberately, she drops her gaze. Stephen enters.
There you are. We were worried about you. Did you see Roxanne? She was here.
Leah wearily lowers the fork and averts her gaze.
I'm sorry I missed the wedding. I just couldn't leave the cow.
Leah chuckles and sets the fork on her plate.
Where's Angela?
I just took her back to the motel.
Where's Delcy?
She's out with Tony. It's her last night, so.
So we're alone?
Yeah. You want some dinner?
I want the carrot.
Stephen glances soberly at her meal, then back at Leah's cool gaze. He slowly moves to a chair and sits at the table. Leah keeps her gaze lowered. Stephen leans toward her. Leah sits motionless, then meets his gaze.
I'm leaving. I want you to know that I don't blame you. Or Dulcie. I just wish that I had never met you.
Stephen looks away, furrows his brow, then meets Leah's gaze. He gently lays his hand on hers. A tear rolls down Leah's cheek. Stephen lifts his somber gaze to Leah. Now candles, studded leather jewelry, and makeup lie on a vanity. A picture of Delcy and Roxanne sits in the corner of the vanity's mirror. As Delcy stares at herself, she picks up an eyebrow pencil and applies it.
We went to the hospital for an ultrasound and we saw him. Yeah, to him too. And
Roxanne talks on the phone, cupping her pregnant belly. At home, Delcy applies thick black eyeliner. Now at legal aid, Angela faces Dawn.
Yes, I press charges, okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
Press charges.
Yes.
Delcy blends the liner into dark shadows. In Idaho, Will spoon-feeds Roxanne as she uses the phone.
He says I look beautiful.
And she does.
He says I glow.
Now yellow leaves fall from the trees. In her office, Angela holds her phone and wears a worried expression. Outside Stephen's house, a breeze fluffs two work shirts on a clothesline. Leaning under his pickup's open hood, Stephen stares off soberly. Now snow falls on barren trees. At the vanity, Delcy paints her lips blood red. At a kitchen table, Delcy storms away from Angela. Now Roxanne grins into the phone.
We felt the little guy. I felt this punch or something, and I yelled and Will came in. I could see it.
Now in the vanity mirror, Delcy stares blankly at her reflection. Her severely shaped lips and dark-rimmed eyes punctuate her pale face. Her slicked back hair rests against a studded leather choker. Later, Angela watches her daughter sleep on the sofa. On the farm, Stephen eats cereal. He answers the kitchen phone.
Hello.
Hey, Stephen, it's me.
Angela, hey, great. Why aren't you working?
It's Saturday.
So?
Stephen, please. You know what, I need help.
What's the matter?
I saw one of Dulcie's essays, and it's, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. It's all about, I don't know, wanting us to disappear and a cow's head and antifreeze. And it's not that she's doing anything bad anymore.
Well, that's...
Stephen, she's not doing anything at all. She just sits. She doesn't... And I'm just afraid that she's... might... I don't know.
What? Oh, come on.
I said I don't know. I'm well, asking for your help.
I don't either. I'm not...
Here. No. You're not here.
But I did spend the entire summer with her, and she was just fine.
Stephen, you son of a bitch. Don't even... Hang on.
Stephen lowers the phone and grits his teeth. In her living room, Angela shakes Dulcie's shoulder.
Dulcie. It's Roxanne on the phone. She sounds upset.
She puts the phone in Dulcie's hand.
Dulcie, are you awake? Are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm. Rox,
there's something wrong with the baby.
Roxanne fights back tears.
The heartbeat was wrong, and they did some tests, and...
Dulcie sits up.
They said that, it was genetic, and, he's gonna die.
Are they sure?
I don't know. I don't know, I can feel him kicking just the same as always.
Roxanne's eyes dart.
Here comes Will. I have to go. I have to tell him he doesn't know.
Wait, Rox.
I have to go.
Dulcie keeps the phone to her ear.
What? What is it?
Dulcie lowers the phone and looks up at her mother. Evening. On a country road, Stephen peers through his truck's windshield. He spots something up ahead and pulls over. Dulcie walks along the roadside wearing a backpack and a wool cap with a spiderweb design.
Hey, stranger.
Daddy!
Dulcie gets in and shares a warm hug with her father. He rubs her shoulder.
Oh, jeez. This hypothermia. Here. Put this on.
He drapes a brown coat over her shoulders.
Yeah. Okay.
He kisses her cheek.
Now, listen.
Let me stay till Sunday,
you scared
Sunday,
the
please.
Hell out of your mom. You stole her credit
Saturday.
Card. You are flunking
Friday.
Out of school.
Friday night. I got a good deal on the tickets, Dad. I saved her $100.
But they took Roxy to the hospital a couple hours ago.
The baby? I'm in time for the baby? Well, come on, hit it.
Okay. But the baby's not gonna...
What? It's gonna be okay.
Dulcie smiles into her father's somber gaze.
Just don't expect too much.
Now in a hospital waiting room, Asa, Henrietta, and others hold hands in a prayer circle. Stephen and Dulcie enter.
Oh, Dulcie, sweetie.
Dulcie grins and hugs Henrietta. Stephen mouths a greeting to the circle.
Where's the baby?
They're still working on her, honey. It's time the baby comes, what they said. So, what do they call it?
Inducing her.
Leah sits against the wall. Asa approaches.
But it's gonna be fine. We've been praying ever since we heard. It's gonna be okay.
As Dulcie stays with Henrietta, Stephen goes to Leah and sits beside her.
Hello, Stephen.
How are you?
Leah shakes her head, then shrugs.
It's not real.
Stephen places a comforting hand on her arm. Later, Henrietta lies on a couch, resting her head on Asa's lap. Stephen sits by himself. His elbows propped on his knees, he puts his folded hands to his lips. He shifts his gaze across the room. Dulcie slouches in a chair and reads a magazine. Stephen stands and approaches her. He sits facing her.
Okay. the lecture.
Spare me. I'm a flunk out, a rave queen.
A what?
Nothing.
You scare me, baby. You don't know what it's like to have a child. It changes you completely. Before we had you, I was like ice. Nothing could touch me. And then you were born, and I melted. That minute.
Delcy meets his sober gaze.
No. I look at you and I see danger. I think, my God, she flew up here alone. She hitched at night alone. And I just want to shrivel up. You don't know. You're not supposed to know. You're 16 and you're going to live forever, and that's good.
Delcy eyes him as his grin fades.
And I don't yell, you know that. I don't make rules.
She averts her gaze.
The baby, look at me.
Delcy complies.
You're not crazy, Dulce. Are you?
She smiles.
Not here.
Stephen stares at her, then squeezes her hand in his. Across the room, Leah abruptly stands. Asa gets to his feet and steps toward a door. Will comes out wearing sanitary scrubs.
It's a boy. You knew that. His name is William Asa Coffey III. Right. He was born at 3:12 a.m. He's 5 pounds, 2 ounces. It's kind of small.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Will grins. Now in a corridor, Dulcie gazes through a window's blinds. Smiling, she enters a hospital room. Inside, Will and Roxanne lean on each other as they gaze at their newborn. Roxanne goes to Dulcie and gives her a hug. Over Roxanne's shoulder, Dulcie's smile fades. She squeezes her friend.
I love you. So is that the little guy?
As the girls approach the baby's bassinet, Will looks up and grins. Dulcie lays her finger on the baby's arm. Roxanne brushes his cheek with her hand.
Doesn't look like there's anything wrong with it. Him? What's the tube for?
That's how they feed him.
Oh. I'm allowed to hold him.
Dulcie shifts her gaze to Roxanne.
Would you like to see me hold him?
Dulcie smiles.
Sure.
Roxanne carefully eases her hands under the baby and gently lifts him up. Dulcie looks on with her arms folded.
So, I was thinking first thing, when he leaves here, we should take him down to the quarry. You know, where it all began. Would you like to hold him?
Dulcie shifts nervously. She glances toward the door.
Isn't it against the law or something?
Roxanne gazes at the infant's face as she brings him to her friend. Dulcie lifts her hands tenuously to receive the child. Roxanne places the baby in Dulcie's arms. Will watches as Roxanne lets go of the baby. Dulcie gently cradles the infant.
Smell his breath.
What?
He's never had anything to eat. There's nothing to smell but pure life.
Dulcie gazes down at the baby. She glances at his mother, then slowly lifts him to her face. She holds his lips and nose up to her cheek and closes her eyes. Dulcie's gaze darts.
Maybe you better take him.
Roxanne takes the baby.
I'll be right back, okay?
As she leaves, Will gently reaches for his child. In the hall, Dulcie runs toward an exit. She stops and doubles over. She leans her head against a wall. Now in the church, a tiny casket sits in front of the pulpit laden with flowers.
We spent so little time on earth, yet were ye loved. And though ye be born into sin, ye should be raised up from sin.
Mourners fill the pews.
That the grace of Jesus Christ Almighty may shine upon thy soul.
Sitting beside his daughter, Stephen closes his eyes.
In the sure and certain knowledge that ye should be born again into God's world.
Roxanne stares numbly as her husband weeps.
Let us pray.
Will gets up.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
Will.
Hallowed be thy name.
Will hurries toward the exit.
Thy kingdom come.
Roxanne watches him go, then lowers her gaze.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
She squeezes her eyes shut. Nighttime. At Stephen's house, Angela enters the living room with two bags slung over her shoulders. Dulcie and Stephen sit on the couch with a bowl of popcorn.
Night here in central and southern Idaho.
What the hell? What are you doing here? Why didn't you call?
She didn't tell you.
What? What?
I'm staying here.
You're staying?
She's not staying.
I'm staying here.
You are not.
I'll put on a pot of coffee and we'll talk about this.
I am not talking about anything. I am exhausted. I am going to bed, and tomorrow morning I am flying back to the city, and Dulcie is coming with me. The end. I am using the bedroom, Stephen. You sleep on the couch.
Stop!
Angela turns. Stephen approaches his ex-wife.
You can't do that. You can't come into my house and do that. Who the hell do you think you are, Angela? If Dulcie wants to stay, we'll sit down and we'll talk about it.
But she isn't.
And you know what?
Staying.
Maybe she should stay. I can see what this place is doing for
her.
The place. Forget me. Look at her and tell me I'm wrong.
I don't have to tell you anything.
Tell me this lousy little farm isn't good for
her. I don't have to tell you anything because she's mine legally.
Oh, don't give me legal. Just tell me the last time she did anything for you. Willingly. Cooked a can of soup? Anything? Or just sat and watched TV with you?
I'm going to bed.
And didn't hate you!
Angela pauses, then moves into the next room. As Stephen purses his lips, creases form on his cheeks, he glances at his daughter, then hangs his head. Dulcie turns her gaze away from him. Now in the master bedroom. Stephen enters. He stands in the doorway for a moment, then closes the door behind him. Angela sits on the bed, facing away from him. Stephen sits behind her.
Do you know why she can't stay here?
Why?
Because I'll be alone then. There won't be anybody in my house. No child. No man. Just me. And I don't think I can stand that.
But if you take Dulcie, I'll be alone. Yeah, that's what I was for 10 years.
Angela faces him.
No sounds when I came in the house, nobody else's dishes in the sink, no one to cook dinner for her. And you know what I thought about all the time? Remember when Dulcie was little? She'd play in the sink, standing on that red stool you bought her, pouring water back and forth and singing to herself. I was at your front door. Once. Long time ago. Did you know that?
No.
I could have walked in and we'd be a family now. And I wouldn't be alone. And I wouldn't have this regret that I cannot get rid of. This regret that I failed you both. Because it was my fault. Not yours, Angela. And no matter how foolish it was, I still kept thinking maybe someday they'll come home. One day they'll walk in my door and it'll all be like it was before. And then Dulcie walks right in out of the blue. And then you walk in and I let myself think, could it be? Is it possible she's coming back too? And it'll all be like it was before. Because see. The thing is, I love you.
Angela looks at him wide-eyed.
And that's the truth. And we always told each other the truth. I never stopped loving you, even when I hated you. You have my heart.
Her eyes well with tears.
I gave it to you when I was young, and I can't get it back.
Angela closes her eyes for a moment, then shakes her head.
Is that you, Stephen?
She smiles.
Because I remember someone from 1,000 years ago with that voice. But I'd forgotten that his words could be so...
What?
Sweet. So sweet.
Stephen swallows, then leans his head toward hers. Angela closes her eyes and kisses him softly. As they press their lips together, Stephen holds her head in his hands. They hug. As she holds him tight, Angela's brow furrows. Now rain pours down outside a window. Stephen and Angela lie in bed together. Angela opens her eyes and strokes Stephen's bare arm, which lies draped over her chest. Carefully lifting it away, she turns toward him. She pulls the covers up over his hairy chest and caresses his cheek.
Cool.
Sorry.
Here.
He grabs a gray sweatshirt.
I remember this.
Raise your arms.
He slips the shirt over her raised arms and onto her bare torso.
High school football. Third string center. Stole it.
He pulls the covers back up.
I can't stay.
They lie on their sides, facing each other.
I know.
Made a life there. I have clients.
I know.
I have 43 cases right now. I just can't abandon them.
I know. I know.
Angela frowns.
But, Dulcie can stay. Of course. It is better for her here. I know that. I do. I just... I know it.
Stephen flashes a warm smile.
I don't want to go. I want to stay here with you. And I want things just the way they were. Dulcie playing in the sink. Just a little girl with no problems. And this place, like it was exactly.
She runs the back of her hand across his chest.
And you?
She gazes admiringly at her ex-husband. They kiss passionately, cradling each other in their arms.
Stephen, I love this place. I loved it.
Stephen props himself up on his elbow.
And should I come and take you home this time?
They kiss again. Dulcie enters wearing her wool cap and black raincoat. Seeing her parents, she covers her eyes.
I'm not looking. I thought you should know that I actually got dressed and went outside and... The fence is down again, and the stupid cows are everywhere, and it's a freaking cyclone out there.
She glances at the bed.
Gee.
She pulls a robe off a hook, tosses it toward her parents, and starts to leave.
You know, if I'm the responsible one around here, then we're in deep trouble.
She exits. Now in the pasture, Stephen, Angela, and Dulcie examine the broken fence.
You need a new fence!
I can't afford toilet paper!
Look there!
Angela spots a cow a few yards away. She shakes a pail.
Here, girl!
You'll start back, they'll follow!
No kidding, Captain! Here, boss!
Captain? I'm freezing my ass off.
All right, then help me with the fence. And I'll put whiskey in the hot toddy.
Deal.
As Stephen works on the fence, Dulcie runs off.
Thanks.
She approaches a cow in the road.
Here, girl! Here, boss! Here, boss! Come on!
Stephen trudges away from the fence and watches Dulcie. Down the road, a pair of headlights approaches in the darkness. Stephen races toward his daughter.
Dulcie!
Come on!
Behind her, the headlights loom closer. In slow motion, Stephen's legs pump furiously as he runs. In the approaching vehicle, wipers oscillate across the windshield. As Dulcie turns, she gapes. She drops her pail and dives out of the way. An SUV hits the cow. As it skids to a stop, Stephen reaches his daughter.
Dulcie! You all right? Sweetheart, you all right?
The driver climbs out of his vehicle.
Did I kill it?
You stupid bastard! I'm gonna beat the living crap out of you!
What happened?
The driver gets back into the SUV.
Son of a bitch!
The vehicle speeds off. Stephen, Angela, and Dulcie approach the cow, which lies on its side in the middle of the road.
Is she dead?
Stephen nods.
She was pregnant, too.
Dulcie cries on her mother's shoulder. Angela gives her ex-husband a surprised look.
Oh, baby, it's okay. It's okay.
Yes. I gotta get her in the barn. I have to dress her out. I have to dress her so the meat doesn't spoil before I get her to the butcher.
Yeah,
I have to.
I know.
I'll get the tractor.
I'll get it. I'll do it.
Later, Stephen slides open the barn door. As Dulcie approaches on the tractor, he touches Angela's arm and points upward.
What we're gonna do is hoist her up on that.
Yeah?
We'll drive the truck in under her and then drop her down onto the bed after I dress her. Come on!
Behind the tractor, a chain drags the dead cow through the mud. Elsewhere, Stephen climbs into his truck. He faces his ex-wife through a half-open window.
Starting to remember why you left?
Later in the barn.
Easy, dolls. This outfit's meant for hay bales. Go on back. Easy.
The chain feeds through a pulley, lifting the cow off the ground.
Back.
The cow dangles by its hind legs.
Easy.
At the other end of the chain, Dulcie inches the tractor forward.
That's it. Hold it!
The tractor's massive tires come to a stop. Water drips from the muddy cow. Stephen opens the barn door and sees the back of Will's red pickup. As he waves it in, Angela faces her daughter.
Dulcie? Baby, you okay?
Dulcie stares off blankly. Will backs in and lowers his window. Roxanne sits beside him.
Hey, sorry.
Sorry. Four-wheel drive.
You didn't have to come, Roxanne.
Sorry.
Later, Stephen and Angela stand near the suspended cow.
All right, Will. Bring it back. Slowly. That's right, easy. Straight back. Yeah, that's it.
Stephen.
Hold it! That's right. Everybody, now stay clear.
The cow dangles over the pickup's bed.
We'll do this real quick.
Stephen climbs up near the cow's belly.
Hell. I hate this.
He unfolds a pocket knife and carves into the carcass.
Nice cut.
The cow lurches downward.
Get off! Stephen, get off! Get down! Watch the chain!
The pulley jitters on a roof beam. As Stephen folds up his knife, Angela gapes at the carcass.
What?
Beneath the long gash, a gelatinous film moves.
It's moving.
A bulge slides down the membrane.
It's the cow.
No, it can't be.
Dulcie steps forward.
Daddy! Daddy!
As more of the chain gives way, she bolts for the cow.
Help me! Help me! Help me!
Help
Will and Steven join her.
Steven, right. Hurry!
Okay, Will, pull the side open. Dulcie, grab the side.
Be careful, hurry up.
Pull it open.
Okay. Steven, hurry up.
As Roxanne eyes the wobbling police, Steven reaches into the carcass.
You got it, Dulcie? Pull it, Dulcie. Halt it.
Get it out. Right.
You got it?
Get it out.
The roof beam tilts. Below, Steven, Will, and Dulcie pull the calf from its mother's body.
Watch your head.
They climb off the bed of the pickup.
Slippery.
Steven holds the calf in his arms.
Come on.
Easy. Watch your head. Dulcie.
They all help him rest the calf on the floor.
Get her down. Is he okay?
Okay.
I got her chest.
Get the fluid out. Got her head?
The roof beam cracks, dropping the dead cow onto the pickup bed.
Come on.
They all gather around the still calf. Steven holds its snout.
Hey, that's it, Dulcie. Hold her head. I got her.
Oh, come on. Let's warm her up. Rub her down.
Come on, please.
Yeah.
Is it clearing out?
Please.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Thanks. Keep pushing.
Come on, girl. Come on, girl.
I'm going to try strong.
No.
Come on.
Jemmy.
Try it.
Steven pokes the calf's nostril with a long object.
Oh. Breathe. Come on.
It turns its head away.
Yeah. She made it.
They pet the slimy calf. Steven grins at his daughter.
Nice heifer.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, what a sweetie.
Now droplets of water form ripples on a puddle's surface. Daytime. Pink and orange clouds fill the horizon. Outside the barn, rainwater drains off the edge of the roof. Elsewhere, water drips onto barbed wire and cows graze in the pasture. Inside the house, Dulcie and Roxanne dry off the calf near a wood-burning stove.
She likes you.
Of course she does. What's not to like?
Nearby in the kitchen, Angela turns away from the stove with a tall bottle of milk. Steven joins her. Wearing a subdued smile, Angela tests the milk against her wrist. Steven tosses away a black cap, then puts one on that displays a John Deere logo. He attaches a rubber nipple to the top of the bottle, then brings it to the calf. Dulcie holds the bottle upside down at an angle as the calf gulps down the milk. The troubled teen grins warmly. Steven faces his ex-wife.
Better get the cow into town.
Will hands him his keys.
Thanks. Red truck.
He leaves, grinning. Angela looks down at her daughter, who faces her. Gradual smiles appear on both of their faces. Outside, Steven walks along a faded white picket fence. Angela runs after him.
Wait.
He stops and lets her catch up. They walk together down the muddy path, their heads lowered. Angela gives him a playful bump. Steven puts his arm around her shoulders, and she holds hers around his back. In the house, the calf stands as Dulcie feeds it more milk. Roxanne holds a towel around the white and brown spotted heifer. Will turns away from the stove and joins them. As Dulcie cups the calf's chin, milk spills from its mouth.